People kind of wonder how much of this Big Brotherism is just paranoia. And, opinions will differ about whether we should be paranoid or whether we should sublimate our paranoia to our need for national security. That's always the big bone of contention. I don't care what the government knows about me as long as they don't let people blow me up. Okay? So this is a recent lawsuit brought by the Electronic Frontier Foundation about the National Security Agency practice of surveilling law-abiding citizens without a warrant. Now, the example we gave in the last class of the border crossing, okay, there's a sort of reasonable argument that this is within the scope of what the Fourth Amendment would allow, the seizure of laptops at the border and the decryption and reading of them, on the theory that border guards can always do inspections of anyone entering or leaving the country. They can, go through your luggage, so they should be able to go through your bits too. But this is going beyond, so I just quote a couple of paragraphs. These are just the allegations. I haven't investigated them myself, but this is, what the program that the National Security Agency allegedly is carrying out does. Core component of the program is defendant's nationwide network of sophisticated communication surveillance devices attached to the key facilities of telecommunications companies such as AT&T that carry America's internet and telephone communications. Using the shadow network of surveillance devices, defendants, that's the NSA and George Bush and a few others like that, have acquired and continue to acquire the content of a significant portion of the phone calls, emails, instant messages, text messages, web communications, and other communications, both international and domestic, of practically every American who uses the phone system or the internet, including plaintiffs, who are a bunch of ordinary citizens, Mr. Jewell or Ms. Jewell is one of them, and class members, and this is a class action suit, in an unprecedented suspicionless general search through the nation's communication networks. And then they go on to say that not only is the NSA doing this surveillance directly, but they've gotten similar information from telecom companies such as AT&T, who have turned it over without authority. So this is in the same vein as the complaints that were in the news a while back about warrantless wiretapping, but still going on. So the allegation is that, in fact, the NSA set up its own room physically in the same building and adjacent to 18, some of the main switches that AT&T uses for routing telephone calls and data communications around the country, and that they just simply split the data and gave a copy of everything to the NSA on the other side of the wall, which then captured it, analyzed it, and sent it on its way. So, this I think is beyond what the Patriot Act provides for and so on, but this is a complaint. I think we've got the URL uploaded
Right.
on the site. So this is you just got the
Yep.
you just got these paragraphs up there. The
Yep.
complaint goes on and on. Anybody have any? Okay, I'm gonna go on. Any questions, comments? Anybody here from the security world? Anybody want to make a case? I don't know. I've tipped my hand too much about. I'm not good at giving a totally unbiased view of what I think of some of this.